Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back. I'm Ann Revell Petcher, and I'm here with Mike Lauer. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ann.
We have a very, very interesting guest today. I am excited to introduce Dirk Nickel. Dirk is the Director of Developer Communities. Is that correct?
That's right.
At IBM. Welcome, Dirk.
Thank you.
So, Dirk, tell us a little bit about your role at IBM.
So, as IBM builds our software and platforms, one of the key things about building a great platform is having a big set of ecosystem around that platform of developers. Getting developers to write applications, get them to commit to the applications on our platform, build code. And so building that community around platforms is key. So we reach out to the community through meetups and digital activities like our DevelopWorks website. We work with them to get them up to speed, how-to articles, sample code, those sorts of things.
Wow.
And so building relationships with the developer communities is kind of key to building a great software platform.
And most of the developer community these days is probably in the mobile space. Is that true?
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a convolution of different aspects. There's social, cloud, mobile, big data. They're all kind of coming together into a sort of a Uber platform around engagement.
And they all really want to share this stuff. They're all on board with it, right?
Exactly. There's, developers are inherently, active in a community. They want to learn from each other. They want to build skills. They want to get their job done quickly. And so those companies like IBM who can reach out to them, make them successful, give them the skills they need, give them the technologies they need to make them successful.
So you really partner closely with them
in
that environment.
Listen carefully, yep.
So as you're listening, you obviously came up with an idea here that companies need to understand better what their mobile strategy should be and how to get out.
Yeah. So mobile is really kind of the user experience part of a broader story around cloud, mobile, big data, and how they come together.
Right.
And one of the things we found when working with customers is that they really struggle with how do I get started. There's so many different aspects of mobile. There's development, security, management, those things. It's just complicated. And some people just get started and they get something out real quick, thinking that mobile is really easy, just get an app out. But then they find it's hard to maintain it, how to manage it.
Right.
So with all this customer experience, I kind of pulled that together into a kind of a primer or a book to kind of help companies get started. And we've been able to kind of bootstrap a lot of companies trying to get their head around the mobile strategy.
So what people are running into is that they're like, we got to go mobile. Everybody's expecting to see us on a device. Yeah. And nobody wants to sit in front of a desktop computer anymore, right? So
how archaic is that? Just sitting in front of a desktop.
Right.
I actually saw
like
a desktop computer the other day. I said, people still have
now.
These things.
Yeah.
What are the biggest stumbling blocks when people are trying to set up their mobile strategy?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting, and it's kind of obvious, but there's so much change.
Yeah.
There's so many different devices coming on the scene. There's so many different platforms, iOS, Android, Windows. And then, how do these all come together? And then there's so many updates to the different platforms and different form factors. Now Internet of Things has really come out of the scene with devices, Fitbit and those sorts of things. So, getting their head around all these different devices. The days of a single sort of web platform or a single operating system.
Right.
I do everything on Windows or I do everything on an HTML web page are sort of gone now. So all those different platforms is really a challenge for companies. And so how do I build an application that runs across all these? How do I build apps that I can manage and secure? How do I get my infrastructure, my network, so that I don't get threat detection or threat invasion and be able to detect the threats? And so, and then people are bringing their devices to work.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And so BYOD, bring your own device, is a big trend where people bring their devices. So now you've got corporate and personal data together, and how do you manage that from a security and management?
Gosh, we were talking yesterday to a guy who's developing a solution for educational institutions and schools and the problems they're having with kids, trying to standardize on something, and all the kids are bringing their own devices.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it just never ends.
Well, there's just so many components to factor in, and that's where you guys come in, right? You help them look at all the angles and then how to solve them, right? And that's invaluable to these companies.
Yeah, one of the things we do at IBM is really have a comprehensive platform for building mobile solutions. We call it Mobile First, and it We're one of the few in the industry that has almost every aspect that you need to know about mobile, from application development, management, security, network, devices. So with our platform, you know, we really enable companies to really be successful around mobile.
Wow. Okay, so IBM's big into the cloud. So how does mobile interface with the cloud? What's the difference? What do people need to think about in terms of cloud and mobile?
Yeah, one of the things that's really interesting. So first of all, when you build an application, the device is inherently mobile, right? So you're, and so having a constant access to the internet of, you know, data management, security, application storage, that's where cloud really comes in. So it's inherently, you know, works well with a mobile device. The other thing is that it makes things much quicker. The thing that's really interesting about mobile is you have to get your app out quickly, and you have to iterate, right? User experience is key. So getting something out, getting feedback, iterate. So iteration is very important. But to do that, you really need to have an agile environment. So cloud really helps with that. A lot of companies and startups want to move quickly, so low cost, cloud helps there. There's even other trends around testing. Testing is a really big challenge with mobile because there are so many devices, right? So some companies have even offered putting devices in the cloud that you can then run tests again, because you actually have to have the physical device to test it and make sure the app works.
Right, of course.
But there's so many different devices. Having a bank of those in your enterprise is really a challenge.
That is a challenge.
So some companies actually put the devices out in a cloud that you can access over the cloud and test, and then actually see a view of the app running on a device through the cloud.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And you know, that's so really helpful. Is that something that you guys offer?
Yeah, we work with partners to deliver.
Wow, that's cool.
They call it devices in the cloud testing.
Does this provide, are you suddenly having any security, I'm sorry, it's still morning, security issues because of those kinds of things? Does the cloud add any level of security, or mobile at any level of security concern?
Yeah, with security, I mean, the thing that's interesting about mobile devices is, particularly in BYD, it's got both personal data and corporate data. So it's like a double enticement for people who are hackers, or and they're easily lost, you know, and so that's a big challenge. And so you know, one of the things that we try to talk to customers about is you got to think about a comprehensive strategy around mobile, bringing together the security of the device, so making sure that it has the right updates, using mobile device manager to make sure it's not jailbroken or altered or somehow. The app in itself, making sure the app is secure from vulnerabilities.
Are there people hacking like the basic code level of the app?
Some things that people do is, some of the hackers do is they'll take an existing application and then they'll alter it, right? That's out and they'll insert a Trojan horse and then redistribute it.
Oh,
so
no.
Now people download it
and they think,
a typical app that's out there that looks exactly the same, but it actually has something inside of it that they didn't realize. And so, you know, one of the things we've done at IBM is we've enabled the ability to detect those type of changes. So if we assign an ID to an app that's been built, and if there happens to be two of those IDs out there, we know that one of them has been copied and altered. So we can detect whether or not an app has been tampered with.
Yeah, right.
That's a new way to get in and steal information.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, threat detection is really important. And then management also. I mean, think about in the web era, the website was running on a server that was in your enterprise. With a mobile, the actual app is distributed in an app store, so it's disconnected from the enterprise. You're not in complete control of it as you were with a website. So, you know, one of the things we've done with our platform is that we've actually tethered to the app in a sense that we can disable the app if there's a problem with it, or update it, or make some changes to it. And that's really important, because after you've deployed it, it could be a big challenge. We've even had years ago, we've had a customer or someone in the industry, actually a banking company, before they became a customer of ours, distributed a banking app, and they found that there was a flaw in it that made it threat vulnerable flaw. And so what they had to do is write a letter to everybody, say, please go back to the app store and download a new version, because not everybody was updating it.
Wow, they sent out a physical letter?
Yeah, right.
Holy smoke.
So from that, we said, man, we need to build a platform that prevents that from happening. So we've been able to build a platform that actually is able to keep control of the app even after it's distributed. So if something like that happens, we can disable the app or update it.
And remind us the name of this platform again?
Mobile First.
Mobile First, right, exactly.
And one of the key products is called WorkLight.
Okay. Yeah. Is this just for users in the States or?
No, anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Any other international considerations we have to?
Oh, yes. I think just in general from a strategy standpoint, you know, different geographies have different approaches to mobile. Their billing systems are different. You know, the way they charge for, some of them are pay-per-use, some of them are contracts, some of them are, you know, they pay more for instant messaging. So as you build your strategy, you have to think about, well, how is it being used from a usage standpoint? Because, you know, for example, in Europe, there's an app that's really popular called WhatsApp.
Oh, sure. I love WhatsApp.
Yeah. And it's much more popular in Europe because the prices for instant messaging are much higher in the States.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
They use it much more. So all those sort of things you have to think about. The other thing is that in some geographies, they're still moving to the smartphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in emerging markets, they may have feature phones, the typical old phones without the, you know, screen and so forth.
Click phones.
Yeah.
I remember
so
them.
You have to think about how do you support those in addition to the smartphones as this transition happens. And some geographies are actually ahead of us. For example, mobile money. Emerging markets, they didn't have the banking infrastructure, so they used mobile devices to transfer funds and money in a way that we don't do at all in the United States. So every geography is different. So you have to think about, you know, the population, what technology they have, how they...
And not just in terms of limitations, but in terms of opportunities that
you
may need to think about.
You know,
not to limit yourself. Interesting. So what do we need to be thinking about in terms of the future?
So I think what's going to happen around mobile is we talk about what we call an omni-channel, which means that it's not just a mobile device. That'll be kind of the first thought. But how does that experience transcend both mobile, desktop, point of sale, kiosk, Internet of Things, to, you know, sensors and so forth? And how do they all come together into a cohesive journey for the individual? So as a person tries to accomplish something, they're sort of moving along a journey. How do you really understand, you know, what are the tasks you can take out of that step, make it much more valuable to them by leveraging the computing power of the device, the context, you know, where they are from a location standpoint,
sure,
and then making it very engaging. And I think what we'll see is much more of the device being more of a concierge, predicting what you'll need next and being there for you.
Yeah,
we're starting
we're noticing
to see
a trend
that, aren't we? Yeah.
In that, right.
Yeah, so you'll see much more of that where...
Think for me, please.
Yeah, right.
Well,
what's,
it already,
what's the next thing
it,
I need?
Yeah, when you're texting, exactly. It automatically already
give me
figures out which word you're going to give, you know.
Yeah. But think about you'll be ready to go into a meeting, and it knows who's going to be in the meeting.
Exactly.
It knows what material you may need, knows what searches around the internet that you may need to supplement the meeting content. So as you go into the meeting, you're all prepared.
Right, and it really can be all on your device, not on my piece of paper.
Yeah, that's right.
As we've seen. Well, Dirk, this has been really interesting to have such an expert on, you know, mobile strategy at the table. I really appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about how people who want to get a copy of your book, how do they find
you? Developers
book?
Can find you, that kind of stuff.
Right, so from a developer standpoint, we have a site called DeveloperWorks. You just search on Google, you'll find DeveloperWorks. That's the main location for which developers interact with IBM around, you know, solving the problems, getting skills, and you know, sample code, how-to articles, those sorts of things. And there's a particular area called mobile, so developer/mobile. So that's our story around mobile first.
Okay.
And then the book that I wrote is called Mobile Strategy,
right,
by Dirk Nickel, and you can get that on Amazon or any bookstore.
And for those of you who are looking for it, it's Nicol, not Chol. So make sure you find that book Amazon.
Right.
Thanks so much for your time.
What a great
set of insight for us.
Absolutely.
Here. And we are going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.